Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. Today we're talking with Waco sophomore Lane Kiefer about participating in the Iowa Youth Institute this spring and the Global Youth Institute earlier this month.
So last spring you went to Iowa State. Can you tell me a little bit just about the event?
The Iowa Youth Institute is the first step to which the World Food Prize's youth program. You write a 5-page paper about a developing country, and then you choose a specific topic that you want to talk about. So then you write that paper, and then you go to the Iowa Youth Institute. Up there, you get to talk with, I think last year was 300 to 400 other students who are interested in humanitarian work. So you go and you talk to them, and then it's this big, it's kind of a conference. There are certain leaders who, Governor Kim Reynolds came and she talked. Kenneth Quinn, the ambassador of the youth program, came and talked. So you get to learn a little bit about that too. You also go on immersion sessions where you learn about what that field is really like that you're interested in. And then after that you go and you discuss your topic in a small group. And that's really cool too, because you get to listen to other students' amazing ideas and everything. It's really interesting.
And then specifically, what was your presentation about?
My presentation was about human rights in Yemen. So Yemen is a Arabian country in the southern of Saudi Arabia, and I wrote mine about how their civil war and their human rights violations and war crimes from the civil war are impeding foreign aid and causing the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
What stuck out about that specific conflict to you to put in all this effort in this presentation?
What really interested me is not that many Americans know about it, and we're the main supporters of Saudi Arabia in that war, and Saudi Arabia is committing the most war crimes also. I kind of wrote it as so I can learn more information about it, and then possibly I can talk to other Americans about it and get them interested in it also, because this problem is absolutely terrible and it needs to be solved, and it's not going to be solved without American knowledge about it.
And then earlier this month you went to an event in Des Moines. Again, can you kind of just go over a brief overview on what the event itself is?
So the Iowa Youth Institute, it is kind of a smaller Global Youth Institute. So at the Global Youth Institute you talk with world leaders and people who are revolutionizing the humanitarian aid field and the food production, basically everything related to world hunger. So I got to listen to some amazing people. Ruth Anyango, she was working for the Sesakawa Foundation in Africa, working to prevent famine. I got to listen to the former president of Nigeria on a panel. I got to listen to Catherine Bertini. She reformed a ton of humanitarian aid agencies so that they are much more productive. They were actually more powerful too. So they get more help to people.
And now, so these are big deals going on. What kind of preparation do you put into it? How much time do you have to prepare for it? And what work do you do to put your best presentation on?
After you write your 5-page paper, you get feedback once you get accepted into the Global Youth Institute about your paper. So then you fix that paper, then you get more information and you get a fuller comprehension of what's going on there. And then from there, basically condense your paper into so you're able to speak about it in a couple minutes in a powerful way.
And then, so this Iowa Youth Institute, is that something that the school pointed you to, or how did you get involved in this?
So my brother actually kind of talked me into it, because he went on to the Global Youth Institute, and that, he wanted to be a chemist, I think, before he went, and then afterwards he, knew for sure that he wanted to work in humanitarian aid. And then I was already interested in, that field, so he kind of talked me into it, and then there are a couple of teachers, Mrs. Peters at our school and Mrs. Reckenbach, too. They kind of got me situated into it, too.
So what's next for you, then?
So, the next step above that is the Borlaug Bruin internship, which chooses 12 people every year to go to universities across the world. You go there, and it's an 8-week program, and you research about a certain there's institutes based for certain areas, there's one for rice or corn or potatoes, so you go there and then you research about how to better those things, rice production or better production for farmers and everything. For the youth institutes, you develop your plan, and then for the internships you make a plan and you execute it.
Who was the most important person that you met during these last two events?
So there's Catherine Bertini, and she was an amazing speaker, and she was super inspiring too. And then we also got to listen to the Vice President of Peru speak, and she spoke very clearly and powerfully about how the world can, like, end world hunger and, like, end the problems that it's facing. So that was pretty awesome.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Waco sophomore Lane Kiefer talking about participating in the Iowa Youth Institute and the Global Life Institute earlier this year. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.